Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Okay, now you know spring's around the corner and you're saying to yourself, I want to get out there and maybe just start doing a little walk, jogging, and maybe even running.
Oh, do I have to?
Wouldn't that be a radical thought? Michelle, one of these days I'm going to get
you
a little behind out there to do it. So we have Coach Tanine Carvel, a triathlete and marathon runner and coach in the Washington, D.C. area, and my coach, that's right, for the Senior Olympics coming up. Yay! So go, Coach T. So, Coach T, welcome to Her Radio. Now, different running surfaces, how do they affect you? Let's start with the soft dirt and trail.
Fabulous for those who have sort of knee issues and whatnot, and those that really prefer sort of the inconsistency and the challenges of such a terrain. Not good for those like myself who are small framed in nature, and also those who have a proponency to, say, trip over their own feet, let alone the routes that's on the trails themselves.
That's me. I mean, I'll trip over anything. I mean, I'm certainly not challenged vertically. I'm 5'9", but, you know, I'm always terrified of twisting my ankle out there. But, oh well. So that's soft dirt and trail. What about bike paths and pavement?
Those are sort of the safest go-to because they're really, I would say, the most harmless. Most often well-paved, flat, consistent. The tendency there, though, is the etiquette on the trail and making sure you're aware of your surroundings and your footing, because oftentimes you get so comfortable on the trail that you forget to pay attention to where you're running, and an obstacle can come in your way, and you literally just trip over it because you're not paying attention. That's really its biggest downfall. Otherwise, they are a great resource because of their often well taken care of, unless it's snowing like it has been here, and a very, very solid, safe, smooth surface.
Well, what kind of surface can you tell everyone that a track has? Let's say we go over to a high school and there's a track there. What is that surface?
Orange, cushy joy is really what that is.
Orange, cushy joy.
Orange, cushy joy?
Orange, cushy joy. It is really what it is.
It sounds like a cocktail.
I thought it sounded like an ice cream bar.
It's a recipe of joy for your feet. I can't tell you, honestly, what the exact ingredients are, but the concept of it, obviously, is a very well-formed surface that gives you cushioning and support and also good power off your positioning on the foot. So it really is a little bit more forgiving. In the effort of your foot strike, and that's what makes it so joyful.
Concrete and sidewalks.
Concrete sounds bad because it is equally so. It's heavy, it's unforgiving, and it's just relentless. There's really no joy in concrete. It's a necessary evil, but it's the one surface I really, really recommend people avoid as much as possible.
Yet you see people out there all the time doing it. I mean, why are they not getting it? I mean, what's happening to their body, Tanine, when they're out there doing the concrete versus a bike path, pavement, or soft dirt and trail?
It's really the impact through the joints. You know, it's the really unrelenting, because there is no give when you step on that concrete. That shockwave goes all the way up into your eardrums and, you know, all the way back down. It reverberates all through your system. So that really takes it more of a toll on your joints and your muscles, and you feel just more achy after a long run on such a surface. Now, the one thing I do want to mention in all of these surfaces, the real key component is your shoes. People really need to take stock in what they're wearing, no matter what the surface, so that they make sure that they're giving their feet the best support for that particular surface or any surface. People tend to go to a store and just buy a shoe because it looks good or it feels comfortable in the store. The reality is feet are different. They have different arches. They have different needs. And it's really valuable to go in and have someone size your foot, have them look at your gait and how you walk to make sure you're getting the right support in your shoe so that no matter what the surface, you're getting the support within that structure to sort of deal with whatever the surface is you have to tackle. Because the reality is there is surfaces of all natures that you're going to cross on any given day. So
is there anything you recommend?
Data is key.
Any shoes you recommend?
See, that's it. Everyone's different, and every shoe need is different. I wear a Nike, but last, 2 years ago, I wore an Adidas because the shoe model was different. And that's what's key. You can't trust what I wear isn't going to fit what you wear because our feet are different, and that's key.
Got it.
It's really important. I wear an Asics, and I've worn Asics for every single marathon I've ever done. They just fit me. I don't know why. There's something else, too, and women really need to make sure they're getting appropriate cushioning, and they have a wide enough toe box to be able to handle it. So let's take our shoes on the road. So what do you think about roads? Running in the road seems the most dangerous of all options, but in fact, is it really the opposite? What's going on with roads?
Absolutely. And the biggest component to this is your awareness. Roads are, sidewalks are often made of concrete, which is the first challenge. Sidewalks are also often with split pavements, which create gaps and tendencies to trip and inconsistencies. Roads are often better paved, better treated, and because you are, when you're running properly on the right, opposite against traffic, single file against the cars, you are in a better position to be aware of what's coming at you. The surface itself is more consistent, and you're a more alert and aware because of sort of your hypersensitivity to the environment of where you're running. And that is critical. It's a good thing. You need to be aware. People tend to tune out. I won't get into my iPod banter now, but really the awareness factor is what's critical in keeping you safe and also in good form. You're aware of your body, you're aware of your form, you're aware of your footing, and the road surface just provides that opportunity. But it also is very consistent. The pavement is, again, excellent, more forgiving than concrete.
All right, so yesterday I was stuck in Chicago. It was freezing ass you know what out there, and it was at oh dark 100 in the morning before I had to speak all day. And so I wanted to run, and guess what I was on? The treadmill, last but not least, the treadmill. So talk to us about the treadmill.
The dreadmill. It is a necessary...
The dreadmill.
Is that what you called it? The dreadmill?
Yes, the dreadmill.
The treadmill is a necessary evil. There are times, like you had yesterday, that it is necessary to be on a treadmill. And there's places that's the safety issue, that it's just a place to be. The problem with treadmills is that it's a forced pace. You get on there, you press a button, it sets the tone, and you keep up with it. You're not, ebbing and flowing. You're just constantly trying to keep up with whatever number you hit. And the more you're on that, the more you keep hitting numbers. And all of a sudden, you're going really fast, and you don't know why, and your music is really loud. And so it creates a sort of...
Wow, you really did that well.
We need to have you on more often.
That's exactly what happened to me yesterday morning.
See? I know these things. I watch it too well. I watched it myself just yesterday on my cell phone. I was on the treadmill. And people's form gets out of gate because they're so busy trying to keep up with the treadmill that they're flailing on the machine and they're running. I don't want to say it's humorous, but it is not necessarily the best format for good, strong form and etiquette in running. So I would definitely use it when necessary, but really, really the elements and the opportunities and nature and the beauty of being outside is really where you want to be.
All right, so what's your favorite place? Where do you run, Coach T? Where do you like to run? What's your best run?
I love to run, in D.C., the monuments. I run what I call a monumental run. I take every opportunity I can to go downtown and run through and around the monuments to appreciate where I live.
Oh, I absolutely love that, Coach T. Oh, Tanine, this is wonderful. So, yep. Coach Tanine Carvel, my coach and a regular now on her radio, we want to thank you so much for being here. And you can find out more about Coach T on her website, Coach Tanine Carvel. I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Coach T. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.